News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. Prominent new faces Atishi and Raghav Chadha are unlikely to get ministerial berths in the Delhi government, as Arvind Kejriwal is not in favor of making any changes to his cabinet. Sources said Kejriwal will repeat the cabinet as all seven sitting ministers from the Aam Aadmi Party won their seats in the Delhi Assembly elections, results of which were declared on Tuesday. Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia, Rajendra Pal Gautam, Satyendra Jain, Kailash Gehlot, Gopal Rai and Imran Hussain are likely to be retained in the new AAP government, said sources, adding that the portfolios will be decided later. Kejriwal will be sworn in as Chief Minister on Sunday for the third consecutive time. With Kejriwal and Sisodia continuing to occupy the top two posts and Rai and Jain being the other key members of the cabinet, there remained only three slots for any reshuffle. There had been speculation that Atishi could be given a separate portfolio after her work in reforming the education sector with Sisodia was lauded, while there were rumours that Chadha could be given the finance ministry. Both were contributing to the state government in different capacities as advisers before being removed by the centre, citing their illegal appointments. But faced with a problem of plenty after another landslide win in Delhi, Kejriwal has decided to stick with his tried and tested team and not rock the boat. Since there cannot be more than seven ministers in the Delhi government, accommodating the new faces was always going to be a tough task. Keeping the two young leaders, along with another close Kejriwal aide, Dilip Pandey, free of any ministerial responsibilities, would also let AAP focus on expanding its national footprint, as it has hinted since Tuesday. They are, however, likely to continue with their attachments with various ministries to assist in the duties. In the previous Delhi government, Sisodia, apart from being the Deputy Chief Minister, also handled the key education and finance portfolios. He was re-elected from Patparganj after a close contest this time. Health and Home Minister Satyendra Jain from Shakur Basti and Labour and Development Minister Gopal Rai from Babarpur are two other senior government functionaries who won their seats. The other three ministers to sail through were Water and SCST Minister Rajendra Pal Gautam from Simhapuri, Law and Transport Minister Kailash Gehlot from Rajavgarh, and Food and Civil Supplies Minister Imran Hussain from Balimaran. The ministers will take oath of office at a ceremony at Ramlila Maidan on February 16. The swearing-in ceremony will be attended by chief ministers of several states, including West Bengal's Mamata Banerjee, Maharashtra's Uddhav Thackeray, and Andhra Pradesh's Jagan Mohan Reddy. At least 10 people were arrested by the Delhi police on Wednesday in connection with the alleged molestation of students during a cultural festival at the all-women Gargi College last week. The accused are between 18 and 25 years of age, said police officials. Video clips that went viral on social media showed a group of men climbing over the gate of the college and breaking in during the Reveille Fest on February 6. Students claimed they were groped, harassed and molested, and that security officials just watched when the incident took place. The police on Wednesday said the accused, arrested in connection with the case registered at Hawes Khas Station on February 10, are students of private and public universities in Delhi and the National Capital Region. They gathered outside the gate of the college, vandalized a car and then broke in, they added. South Delhi Commissioner of Police A. Thakur said, more than 11 teams that worked on the case examined the technical details available and visited various sites in NCR to identify the suspects. Probe teams also spoke to the college authorities, he said, adding that more arrests are likely. Many people are being questioned and multiple suspects have been identified, the police said. Footage captured on CCTV cameras revealed that the accused barged into the college and broke its gate. Police said the accused jumped over the barricades placed by the college security staff, outnumbered them, and then misbehaved with the women students. Students of Gargi College have boycotted classes since the incident, demanding that the fact-finding committee set up in its aftermath show its findings. The police action came hours after a petition was filed in the Supreme Court seeking a CBI-monitored probe into the alleged molestation of students. Filed by M.L. Sharma, the public interest litigation has sought a direction to the Central Probe Agency to seize all video recordings and footage from CCTV cameras around the campus. It also sought arrest of the people behind the planned criminal conspiracy. Delhi University earlier on Wednesday condemned the incident, urging the police to take strong action against those involved. The university has also issued an advisory to all principals to ensure safety of women employees and students. China reported on Wednesday its lowest number of new coronavirus cases in 2 weeks, bolstering a forecast by Beijing's senior medical advisor for the outbreak there to end by April, but UN health authorities warned it could still go in any direction. It has spread to other places where it's the beginning of the outbreak, Dale Fisher, head of the Global Outbreak Alert and Response Network coordinated by the WHO, said in an interview in Singapore. In Singapore, we are at the beginning. Singapore has 50 cases, including one found at its biggest bank, DBS, on Wednesday, that caused an evacuation at the head office. Hundreds of infections have been reported in dozens of other countries and territories, but only 2 people have died outside mainland China, one in Hong Kong and another in the Philippines. China's latest figures also showed the number of deaths on the mainland rose by 97 to 1,113 by the end of Tuesday, though doubts have been aired on social media about how reliable the data is. After a 2-day WHO meeting in Geneva on research and innovation into measures to tackle the new viral outbreak, Tedros welcomed the energy and enthusiasm of participating scientists. He said a WHO-led advance team that traveled to China this week had made good progress on the composition and scope of its work. The head of the WHO's emergency program, Dr. Mike Ryan, said it was too early to predict the beginning, the middle, or the end of the epidemic. Designer Wendell Rodericks, one of the most celebrated sartorialists in India, has passed away at the age of 59 in Goa. Besides being an A-list designer, Rodericks was also an activist for various social causes, the environment, and gay rights. In 2014, Government of India's 4th highest civilian award, the Padma Shri, was conferred upon him. Family sources confirmed that the ace designer died at his Korvel house. Heart attack is believed to be the reason of his death. His first collection was showcased back in the 1990s, which earned him the title Guru of Minimalism. Later on, he pioneered the concept of resort wear and eco-friendly garments in Indian fashion. After over 2 decades in the fashion industry, Rodericks said goodbye to the runway and handed over his label to his prodigy Shulan Fernandez in 2016. Rodericks was known for pioneering the idea of resort wear and for advocating eco-friendly fashion. In 2010, he revived the traditional Goan attire of the Kunbi Sari. He was also a part of the Khadi movement and even promoted it at the world's largest organic fair, Biofash, in Nuremberg, Germany, in 2011 when he was invited there. In 2017, he presented a collection for plus-size women at the Lakme Fashion Week. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.